It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a back-to-school week. Well, for country songs, because there is one just about for everything. When it comes to back-to-school, there is that one, too.
1995!
And talking about on the heels of the cell phone ban. Another way that we also ignored classwork was passing notes. Like George did to Emmy Lou Hayes.
I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no.
Never done this one. Check yes or no. 1995. One of George's biggest ones. And it's written by the tandem Danny Wells and Dana Hunt Black. Came out September 95. Lead single from his box set, Straight Out of the Box. Who didn't have that? Or at least by Christmas of 95, Straight Out of the Box set. It, of course, hit number one. And, Danny Wells and Dana Hunt, the two writers on this, it was both their first song to be recorded by a major artist. And that one being George Strait in the middle of the 90s. I mean, that's like,
boy,
Michael Jordan with the Bulls right there. Saying, okay, I'll wear your T-shirt. So they had recorded a demo themselves. That one does exist. And just a rough cut of the whole thing. And George got a hold of it, or it was given to George. And he actually started picking along with it. And he had his kiddo, who was a toddler at the time, Bubba, right next to him, who was fussy and grumpy. And Bubba stopped being fussy and grumpy and settled down while this song was playing. And George said, yeah, I want to do that one there. So he did. And it shocked the ever-living out of Danny Wells and Dana Black, too.
Oh, goodness.
Absolutely. Yeah, they've been working for years, for crying out. In fact, she had this melody and chorus in her head for years and just never really put it down to paper. It was a writer's block session between the two of them. Then it's fine. They ripped the page up of what they were writing. It's like, I got an idea. Let's try this one. It was a big one. 28th number one hit for King George Strait. And it added to his treasure trove and one of his big signature songs. And one of the few George Strait songs that actually got a music video, because there's not a lot of them.
Yeah.
There you go. Emmy Lou Hayes, distracting kids in class.
It started way back in third.